This is a Gorilla Podcast Network production.
Ladies and gentlemen,
it's the Backyard Maker Show.
Backyard Maker Show.
We speak that real.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Backyard Mecca Show, backyardmeccashow.com.
What's up?
We are on the All New Gorilla Podcast Network. Dude, what's going on?
So many things. I'm so excited. So many new adventures.
Yeah, we missed you last week.
I know. A lot going on.
Yeah. It's all right. So we still had a good show. We had, Tuto and Stutters as a guest host and DJ Dice as a guest. And it was just guys being guys and laughing and talking shit and having a good time. So it
worked out.
Yeah,
it always does.
But I'm glad you're back and we're here for another one for the Interweblians and everybody.
Yeah, definitely. Lots of things going on, it's been a long road.
Yeah.
You know?
Talk about it.
Yeah, it's been a lot of little bumps and curves and side ditches, and all that good stuff. But definitely new adventures coming up. I'm excited. I had a lot of realizations recently about self-love.
Mm.
And that's something that I really wanted to talk about today, was loving yourself. And I know that we talk about it a lot, but how do we do that, and how do we make it happen? And I think that sometimes you could be a person that loves yourself, but you can also get lost within yourself.
Absolutely.
And when we do that, we start losing a little bit of more love for ourselves, and we have to constantly remind ourselves that we love ourselves.
Yeah.
And cherish ourselves.
It's a constant battle.
And I say that because, with the healing work and all of that, is a lot of people think that because you're a healer that you're just gonna go out there and you're just gonna heal and solve everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. But that's not how healing works. Healers literally help other people find a way to heal themselves.
Mm-hmm.
We can only heal ourselves
first, right?
Oh, first. That is what healing is.
Yeah.
It's just some people don't have the tools, don't have the guidance in order to do it for themselves, So that's where healers come in, to kind of give the keys to opening up, to how to heal yourselves. So, that's a big piece that I wanted to talk about, was just healing ourselves and finding a way to heal ourselves, and not always looking towards other things to make up for things that we're missing inside of ourselves, And I think a lot of people do that. They try to get the big house, the car, whatever, to fill these voids and gaps, and they think that that's what's gonna bring them happiness. They think that's gonna fill that void. But that's not what self-love is.
Yeah, that's only, it's temporary.
Very temporary. And it's usually for other people.
Yeah. Yeah, to impress others, like, to be accepted almost,
Yeah. So. It's not even, for themselves, So I really want to put this message out there that, we all have the power to heal ourselves.
I agree, absolutely.
And I know sometimes people look at healers and this and that, and they're like, oh, they could cure anything, or they could do this, or they could just take it all away. But a big piece is yourself. Like, you have to be able and willing to want to heal yourself,
mm-hmm.
And you can't just leave it at the hands of someone else. You have to take those steps to say, I need to be healed. I need to do whatever I need to be better.
Self-love, that's that knowledge of self, how I like to call it.
Yeah.
what else? You know, that soul searching. You know what I mean? A lot of people don't, unfortunately, don't get to, I guess, experience hardships, because that comes from hardships a lot of times. Like, you know, especially, you know, you find yourself in a low place, a dead end area, and you're forced to break out of that shell. And it's a beautiful thing. It's tough when you're doing it by yourself, and you know what I mean. I mean, from my experience, that's how it was. I was pushed against a corner, no friends, no family around, and boom. And then, but you know, you try to help others though, because you don't want nobody else to feel like that.
Yeah.
In my case, anyway, you know, you don't want no one to feel that empty and.
It's such a hurtful place, you know.
So.
I get it, you know, and that's the other thing is that, and I think I'm finding that right now, is that going through so much stuff and dealing with so much pain, you almost think you're gonna give up many times, almost all the time, but then you realize how much stronger you are. Like, I feel so much stronger, even though I've gone through so many more things.
Yeah, oh, no, absolutely.
You know, and I almost amaze myself sometimes to be able to, like, deal with certain things and then be like, wow, you know, I'm strong. I came up on top. I'm still here. I'm still fighting. I'm still going for what I believe, you know, and nobody's going to change that.
Yeah, it definitely, it definitely brings you right up to the line of your comfort zone, and it brings you right over too, you know. It takes you out of that box, so and that's where you grow, I guess, you know, which I like to call it. You grow, you expand, you know, your self-love, your self-knowledge, your, I guess, worldly love, you know. You start to cherish it more and mm-hmm. others, and you know, you just want to help.
And
yeah.
then that's when you start actually connecting more to other people, you know, when
yeah.
when you're going through those things. And it is really important when you're loving yourself to get some help and support. And, mm-hmm. and I feel sometimes that, like, when you're in the bottom, you're going to find people along your path that are meant to be there to help you, you know, build yourself back up or
yeah.
support you. So, you know, it's good to have tools. It's good to have support and people there, you know. Like, I just brought you this candle, mm-hmm. and this one is for self-love, you know, which I like to be able to provide for people. But it's more for themselves. So, mm-hmm. you know, like, when this is lit, when they light it, they think about loving themselves. And then they can start that process of healing.
It's a reminder, you know.
Yeah.
It's that fire burning, but it's that fire burning inside, really, you know, too.
Exactly. It's the light within.
That's dope. Actually, you know, let the people know where, you know, the name of your candles and where they can get them.
You can always go to Instagram Beauty Boricua and message me, or you could go to Beastkeepers on Facebook and let me know if you're interested in any special type of candle. I usually have three main ones, which is self-love, emotional balance, and soul guidance, which I'm really big on. So those are my main ones, but if you want something more specific and you need something to work with, just let me know. I can design and make a candle any way that you need, you know. And I do this for you, for the people that want to heal themselves, that are ready, you know, to take those next steps. Because it's not easy, you know. It's not easy to go on this path of healing. It's not. You know, a lot of people think that, you know, you become spiritual and you're in touch and this and that, and they don't realize there's way more obstacles
mm-hmm.
once you start aligning with this path, because you're gonna have to come face to face with your own demons. You're gonna have to come face to face with things that you want to suppress or you wanted to keep hidden, you
yeah.
know. But when you do, when you face those things, you come out so much stronger. And I'm feeling that now, you know, like, I'm coming out of a lot of things, and
yeah.
and it's a constant battle. And don't let anybody tell you, especially healers out there, that they're not fighting daily battles within themselves, because that's bullshit.
Yeah.
You know, we all are fighting battles. We are all going through things every day, constantly, you know. Nobody's perfect, and nobody has it all figured out.
And I think it's very admirable, with, you know, with healers, you know, because like you said, they're constantly battling their own battles, but they still go out on that limb and try to help others. You know, that's something special, man. Like, you know, not a lot of people do that. period. So, and real quick, they could also hit us up at Backyard Mecca for the candles. We could relay the message to be also Backyard Mecca Show at gmail.com. And real quick, spell the beauty boricua, because you know, you said it pretty fast with the little Spanish accent. Not everybody's gonna catch that, so just spell that out for them.
Beauty boricua is BEAUTYBORIQUA.
There you go. So
boricua is usually C, but that's, you know, somebody took that one.
Yeah, no, it's all right. There's a lot of different spellings for
boricua, yeah,
for different names and stuff like that. Well, you know, we actually, I guess we got a little celebration here. You brought a little cheers, actually.
Salud.
We're not going to get into it this show, what you're celebrating. We're going to save it for next show. But salud.
Salud, yes.
A little something. Yeah, that's going to be dope, too. That's a journey.
New adventures, new endeavors, you know.
Yeah. So we'll definitely get into that. But right now, real quick, B, I kind of wanted to get into, I don't know if you saw what was going on with the Native Americans and their vote.
Yes, I did see something on that.
You know, I guess they passed a law or something like that, that's not letting like over 30,000 or more Native Americans vote, because a lot of them live on reservations, you know what I'm saying? So they don't have actual addresses.
So they don't consider it like,
yeah, a lot
property.
Of them, a lot of them have P.O. boxes, and if you have a P.O. box, you can't vote. It's not considered. So it's so crazy like that. You know, they just passed this and they're suppressing
the vote.
And they're
the original, like,
you know, they're one of the cultures who's got it the worst. You know what I mean? The original inhabitants of this land. And you know what happened to them with, you know, the massacre and stuff like that. But yeah, they're the original inhabitants of this land, you know, and they went through the whole Thanksgiving massacre thing already. And, you know, all the treaties that were promised to them were broken and you know, lots of other things. And now this, you know what I mean? It's a big smack in the face, man. And it's crazy because I'm, you know me, I like being on social media, especially like Facebook and threading and going through threads. And there's people actually that aren't very well educated on what's going on, and they're for it. They're like, so what the Native Americans, you know, are they part of this? Are they part of that? Or, yo, are you kidding me? Like, you're part of them. Like, you're part of their society. They're not part of your society. You came in and interrupted their...
It's so crazy.
Their world. So, and it's like, what are these people,
you know,
thinking?
You know what even throws me back even more from that is that I have heard minorities participate in this type of conversation.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
they also feel the same. And it's kind of sad because it's an obvious brainwash, you know, and it's an obvious, like... You don't know your history and you don't know what you're part of, you know, and it's sad. You know, it's really sad that we're ostracizing like the people that were originally here, you know, but that should also tell you how corrupt the system is, you know, how messed up it is to begin with. And I know you may feel like this, I don't know, Ricardo, about like the whole voting thing. Mm-hmm. Like, I know a lot of people feel like it's not worth voting. You know, it's all rigged and all that stuff, and most likely it is, but at the same time it makes you question, because why won't they want so many certain people not voting?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, because there was also a bus where they asked the elderly African Americans to get off the bus and they were taking them to go vote.
Oh, I didn't know.
Yeah,
that.
So this is going on like all over. So they're trying to get certain groups to not even vote, you know, to begin with. But I, of course, I believe it's all the same monster, just two different entities within it, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, they say left wing, right wing, same bird.
Same bird, yeah.
Two-headed snake. See, my whole thing with the voting is, you know, people argue with me all the time. I think it's useless.
What did you say?
I know the local vote is more useful than, like, you know, the big electoral votes and the other votes. I get that. But to me, at the end of the day, the system is flawed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, again, it was stolen. It was taken, and people came in and put their own laws in here. So, if you have a corrupt, flawed system, then your voting system is flawed too.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? So people argue with me all the time about it, and I think it's useless. It's useless. They have their ways. Like, you know, look at the little recount they had. And this is the presidential election when they had the recount when Gore lost and, you know, Bush or whatever. It's like you can't, you know, I'll believe in voting once we dismantle these motherfuckers that are up top and we put people from all over the globe and we could vote to better everybody's on the planet, you know. And obviously that's not going to happen anytime soon, but that I'll vote then. But right now I'm not going to vote in a flawed, broken system that is made to basically further just one culture or whatever and suppress everybody else. I'm not going to do it. It's insanity to me. They say insanity means, the meaning of insanity is you keep doing something over and over and over and over and expecting different results.
Obi-Wan Kenobi said, "Your eyes can deceive you. Don't trust them." It seems to be getting harder, distinguishing reality from the illusions people make for us or from the ones we make for ourselves. I don't know. Maybe that's part of the plan to make me think I'm crazy.
So, I'm not going to vote. I won't vote.
I think we're past that. I think that the point that we've gotten to is the system has to be destroyed. And I know a lot of people don't want to hear that. Yeah. A lot of people aren't for it.
It's too militant for them.
Yeah, it's too like extreme. And they're making it seem like they have power. Like all the power is in the voting, you know. And then these two people, you don't know how corrupt, what they're going to do. What, you know, like these are your only choices, you know. And it's like, even if there is a popular vote, like look what happened to the last election. The popular vote wasn't Trump.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
So is it really the people choosing, you know? So, you know, we have to think past all these things. And, you know, if any of the Native Americans out there listening and are part of this and you're ready to unite. You know, there are people out there that are willing to stand by you. There are people out there now that are willing to go all the way.
We support you.
Reach out. Whatever we need to do to really get through the system, we need to start doing and organizing and getting together. And I'm all for it. You know, people can say I'm extreme, whatever, but it's time. It's time to get through all this bullshit and stop feeding it. Like, we keep feeding this fucking monster and thinking this monster is going to take care of us. No, that's not how it works, you know?
You keep feeding the fire, it's going to keep burning, you know? Extinguish that motherfucker and put in some new wood, you know what I'm saying? And light it up the right way.
And it's not easy to rebuild, you know? Like,
nah, it's not.
Things have to be destroyed, and it's going to take a while to reconstruct and to rebuild. But we need to do it for our time, for our people, and our ways, you know? Not for these people that came in to begin with and design it in their own, you know, racist, corrupt, uncivilized way, you know? There are different times now. There's America is a completely different beast to begin with, and we need different things to be put in place. So that's it, point blank, period.
Absolutely. And I want to reach out to my brothers and sisters at the Connecticut Golden Hill Paugusett Reservation. You know, we had them up like one of our, like it was like the third show when we first started months back. And I want to see, you know, I want to see where they stand and what they feel, and if it's affecting some of their people on the reservation, you know what I'm saying, and things like that. Because, you know, those are peoples, man. Those are good people.
I'm kind of sick, honestly, to hear reservation. Like, I hate that. Yeah. Like, why are they, like, they have to still be in reservations? That's like, sickening to me.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it was all part of the treaties and all this bullshit, but, man, the reservations are, you know, I've studied them. I've researched them, and it's very tough. Sometimes there's no water on some of them, you know what I mean? Different areas of the country. The alcohol rate,
highest the drug alcoholism, rate, suicide rate, all that. Mental illness, they're not being treated. They're very high. They're being forgotten, you know, and it's so sad because these are the original people. These are the Earth people. They believe in Mother Earth. They care mm-hmm. for everyone. You know, they've had so many values instilled within all of our cultures, you know? And it's really, really important to respect and honor them, you know? And we're honoring and respecting the wrong people.
Yeah, and, you know, they've been here fighting the longest, you know? And they're still going. And it's crazy to me how some people think that the Native Americans are extinct, like it was history from back in the day. And
that's crazy, yeah.
That's it. People actually think that shit.
Like, absolutely.
It was just in the coloring books with the pilgrims and, you know what I'm saying? They believe the whole Thanksgiving theory and all that bullshit. So
I've talked to Puerto Ricans that are like, oh, there are no more Taínos or this. And yeah. I'm like, that's so crazy. Like, that's your blood. Like, there are still tribes out there. Like, that still exists. You know?
You know what I'm saying?
Like, you are that. And they're like, no way, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, you know? And it's like, really? Like, you don't even know your own history? Like, go back. Go back to who you really are, like, and that's where we need to start. A lot of people need to start learning who they are.
Mm-hmm. Some of it is self-hate, man, and some of it is just, you know, people have been, you know, brainwashed. You know, people have been conditioned to think colonial ways, man. That's what these people do. You know what I'm saying? So, but yeah, I'm definitely gonna check out our brothers at the Golden Hill Pogosa. Give him a call tomorrow because it's already nighttime. But and by the time we get out of here, it's late. But let's get into something else, man. But definitely, we're with, you know, all the natives out there that support us and follow us and listen to us. You know, we support your struggle and anything we could do to further your voice or your fight. Mm-hmm. You know, that's what we're here for. That's what this show's here for people like you, for situations like that. And you know, I just want to say thank you for putting up that fight, because you guys have been here and gone through some of the most hardships out here and you're still fighting, and that's so commendable, and you know, it's honorable. So thank you.
Yes, and for keeping your culture true, staying true to it. And there are people on your side, like, you know, just know that, you know, there's a lot more people awakening. There's a lot more people realizing the importance of what you've always tried to teach, you know?
Absolutely. So yeah, let's move on, B. We could get into that all day, but last time you were here, we spoke about Cosby and Kavanaugh.
Yeah.
What did I say? What did I tell you? What did we say that he was gonna get that spot?
He got it. It's fucking crazy. Ridiculous. Like, cause we know. Like, it's so corrupt. Yeah.
And that, I mean, that's the whole voting. That's part of voting system, right? Like, I mean, we know. When you know the enemy's format, they use it all the time. But our people are so.
And people are like, oh, whatever. It's like done. It's over with. Like,
our people are so used to, you know. Watching the VMAs and basketball wise and shit that, you know, but that's the plan for them anyway to do. But yeah, he's in there. We're gonna see what happens from here on out, but it's nothing surprising. Also, did you see that Harvey Weinstein, all his charges got dropped pretty much? the director, the Hollywood director, and you know, Bill.
Of course it did.
Yeah, and Bill's chilling in.
This shows you you're the system. This is what we're talking about. Yeah. That you can tell is unfair. You know, you can tell, like, it's just ridiculous. You know, and this has to end. And this whole prison and who we put in there, and you know what you're doing. You know you're putting minorities in prison. You know that's what you want for slave labor, and it has to be done with. You know, I think I get so frustrated because for a long time I've known this, mm-hmm. you know, and it's like you're trying to teach people, you're trying to show people, and then people don't care because I understand, because people have their lives, they have to work, they have to take care of their families, they have so many things to worry about, but that's what they did on purpose. They've got you so tired working and doing all this other stuff that it distracts you enough to not fight.
Distractions,
for what we need, you know.
That's how they move. Like, a lot of the times when they pass laws under the table, it's when, like, I don't know, some bullshit. Oh, Kanye West this, Kanye West that, all over.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Or the fucking World Series, or this or that. That's when they push their laws and pass them because nobody's really paying attention.
Exactly.
And that's their format. That's what I'm saying. Like, you're basically stealing votes like that. You're robbing votes. Your voting system is fucking bullshit. Mm-hmm. This is what I'm talking about.
Game, recognize game, and you looking kind of unfamiliar right now.
Again, people will argue it, but I stand where I stand, and I'm not gonna. I can't do the insanity thing, man. I can't.
I think the real conversation, like the real next piece, is how do we dismantle this?
Yeah.
You know, like that's the next piece. You know, and who has your back, and how many people can actually unite and make this happen. And you know, but you have to have enough people to believe in it, and that's the problem. Mm-hmm. Because there's people supporting the other side, you know. Yeah. Of this.
Well, you know, like we said, people have been conditioned, you know. They don't know what's what.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of crazy shit going on, you know. Honestly, I think something like that is something to be talked about off air. I mean, you know, it's good to talk about it, to reach out to the people, because we're, you know, we are doing our part.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have listeners, we have people that, new listeners every week, people from all over the country, all over the world. So, but yeah, I mean, that's something, you know, that's something real deep and strategic, and it would take a lot, but it could be done.
It could. And you know, and I'm going to give this out there. That's this going back to the self-love, you know, like it's that simple. Like, start loving yourself, start looking within, because you're going to start learning your history. And with that comes truth. And with truth, you start realizing what's being done. And then you start getting upset. You start mm-hmm. wanting change, you know. So I just invite everyone to start loving themselves. That's it, you know. Like, start there. Let's start there.
I mean, that's the seed. That's the seed to change the world.
Yeah.
Love is the answer. People ask me, what religion are you? What do you believe? Spirituality, whatever. I say I'm spiritual, but my religion is love.
Mm-hmm. It's love. All about love, you know?
That's it. Once you love yourself, man, that's it. That's the answer.
And not love yourself like in the conceited, like it's all about me, because that's what a lot of people are doing,
it's,
you know?
It's that the love I'm talking about is when you connect yourself with the universe.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
That's the love. When you know that you are the all, when you understand that there's stardust inside of you, when you understand that you are a molecule living on another molecule floating in space, like, you know, it's crazy. It's crazy. But yeah.
That's deep. I like that.
That's what it is, though, B. I mean,
yeah.
Self-love is the answer. Self-love. Once you love yourself, like we say all the time, that's how you know how to love everybody else. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's how you know how to love the world. That's how you know how to
heal,
move in this beautiful but dark place. Because, you know, it is a beautiful place. It's just dark because of the people who decide to make it dark. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I don't know. Let's, anything you got in mind you want to talk about, move on to?
I think that's really what I wanted to give today was, you know, loving yourself is amazing. And you know, I've been in situations like where I haven't had anyone around, and I've literally like consoled myself, like I've held myself and been like, it's gonna be okay. I felt myself feel better, you know, like you literally can love yourself, you know. And I don't think people realize that, because I think sometimes too they feel like they need someone else to do that, or they have to have, like, we can do it for ourselves too. Like, we can console ourselves and heal, and you know, it doesn't have to be someone else, or your happiness shouldn't have to depend on someone else, you know.
Absolutely. I agree. I agree 100%. And you know, when you find that and you can do that, you got to stay focused, like everything else, balance. Keep around people and things and energy that's going to make you feel loved.
Yeah.
And that make you still want to love. And
mm-hmm.
that's, you got to, you know, like I said, it could be a dark place. A lot of shit is thrown at us. You got to keep that great energy around you to
Yeah.
To keep you strong. Not only the people around you, but yourself. That's that self-love.
Exactly. Yeah. So, you know, I just want to give that out there, you know, that you could love yourself, you know, and in every way possible. So, yeah, that's my message today.
That's what's up. Well, real quick, I just wanted to get into the Gorilla Podcast Network. Again, it's going pretty well, man. I'm very happy. We have a couple more shows on the roster now. We have a show starting Monday. I have a couple meetings this week. So everything's going great for everybody listening out there. Please don't forget to check out the Gorilla Podcast Network on Instagram, on Gorilla Podcast Network. You know, we have all our shows on there. There's other great shows, people, you know, you guys could follow and support, and other great topics from, you know, music to you know, just things in life, shows like ours. And we're gonna be getting a lot more. We actually have like a culinary show starting soon. I actually have a meeting with them on Friday. We're gonna see how that goes. Actually, Dave and his people, remember Dave with the hot sauce?
Yeah.
All our listeners out there.
What's up, Dave?
What up, Dave? We had Dave a couple shows ago. Entrepreneur, make his own sauces. He's gonna be up here with his own show soon, which is very exciting.
And that was delicious, those sauces.
Yeah, I just bought two more bottles. Actually,
my goodness, it's really good.
A couple of days ago, he actually delivered them too, like at 10 o'clock at night to my house.
I told a few people, hoping that, you know, they reached out to him and got some stuff.
Yeah, so we got Dave coming on. So, yeah, man, I want everybody to check that out, because there's a lot of good content on there. You know, there's like I said, there's stuff like ours where we talk about spirituality and politics, and there's others that talk about family stuff and love and everyday struggles as well. And we got a DJ show, and we got a hip hop show, local hip hop show, a sports show mixed with entertainment and other stuff. So, you know, I'm trying to build a
network,
a strong little network that has different channels for everybody, I guess. So definitely check that out.
I think you've done like really good with that. You know, you did build a network and you're giving so many people a voice, and I think that's a great step into, you know, helping so many people, you know, or at least giving them the voice that they never would have been able to when it comes to how our society is run and the only networks that could be out there, and you know, only certain people could be on shows or talk to people or give advice, you know. So I think that's really commendable, what you're doing.
And you know, that's to be honest, that's what lit the fire under my ass to start the Backyard Mecca Show, which led me into the whole Gorilla Podcast Network thing. Because this wasn't in the picture. This is just something that grew out, you know, this is one of the fruits that grew out of that that tree. But you know, for the Gorilla Podcast Network, I wanted to offer people news.
This is the GPN Breaking News.
Real news, you know, not just the same old rhetoric bullshit that they talk about on all the channels that are owned by the same company or person, basically, you know what I mean? And they try to make you feel like it's something different. But you know, things like the Native American vote and stuff, which you don't really hear about that on the news, on TV, you know, that's the type of stuff you see pop up on social media real quick. But that's a deep conversation that we should be having, you know. Things like the whole Harvey Weinstein and the Kavanaugh, obviously that was in the news, but you know, the whole vote thing, just things that we should really be talking about, you know, dismantling the system and trying to start over so this world could be in a better place. Like,
well, I remember like us meeting like a couple years ago and stuff, and like we didn't have anything going, but we knew something like this is what we wanted to come out of it, yeah. You know?
It was always the idea.
Yeah. It was always the idea of to be able to, like, educate people or to, like, get the message out there somehow, you know? Mm-hmm. And podcast wasn't even a thing at that time. Like, we didn't know which way to go about it. So I remember that, you know? So it's really interesting how everything just blossomed into this, you know? And it can happen. It starts with literally the idea and then sitting and talking with mm-hmm. someone and then writing it down and then implementing it. And then here you have it, you know?
That's it. Like like I say in all our outros, you know, if you could accumulate that thought in your mind, that means it is out there. And if it is out there, all you have to do is go get that. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And that's with anything. If you believe in something, if you love something, if you want to achieve something, you know, if that's in your mind, man, you got to go build that. It's mm-hmm. in the universe. Go grab it.
It's a dream. But once you do the action, that's the magic.
A dream deferred. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I'm glad we could reach people with this. This was the idea. And now, you know, we have the network with other shows. And although it may not be the same topics that we talk about, it's still great insight on things or good entertainment. But yeah, you know, I hold this show very dear to me. It's a therapy. Mm-hmm. You know, we want to awaken people. We want to get information. We want to give information. And it's great because I know we are actually reaching people. You know,
yeah.
You know, people I see out on the street sometimes, friends or people that I've known from afar, like, yo, keep up the good job. Are you doing good? Or, you know, on social media or comments and DMs and which we need more comments still, guys. We need you guys to comment, but from the ones I have, you know, it's been positive.
It's been pretty good. And, you know, I'm actually really glad, too, for the women that do reach out to me. You know, there's so many strong women out there. And, like, I want to acknowledge them because you're awesome. And, you know, just keep doing what you're doing, you know. Absolutely. I see you.
We see you.
We see you.
Definitely. And the gentlemen, too, man. The gentlemen that are
mm-hmm.
that are focused and understand what's up and value the world and the woman and family and, you know, true love. And, you know, we see you too. And keep going because we need you. We need you in that fight. We need you in that struggle.
Yep.
You know, the family is nothing without the man. The family is nothing without the woman. You know, we need both of y'all. Y'all both play position, you know. We got to take care of the babies. We got to keep educating the babies. We got to keep up this fight, man, because if not, you know, it's really going to be a loss, man. We're really going to be stuck in these little camps and this little bullshit.
Yeah.
But yeah, so keep the fight up, man. Keep, even when you feel it's not worth it, man, like, trust me, it is. There's people that feel just like you that might feel like it's worthless sometimes, but they know at the end of the day it's mm-hmm. it's what we have to do to move forward as people, as humans, man. Because you know, we talk a lot about race and culture and shit, and you know, there's probably people out there, like, I get it all the time, oh, you're racist, you're always talking about the white man this, the white man that. But yeah, I'm fucking talking facts though. I'm talking about what happened, what's mm-hmm. going on, you know. Just because I'm uplifting my people and I'm giving my opinion about what happened.
Just for people out there, what you're saying is, not to cut you off, but mm-hmm. not, you know, like, what you're saying is, like, you can't be racist, like, when it comes to the oppressor. Like, it's different. You know, like, that's the only way to counteract it. People don't realize that. Like, yeah, it might sound like that, but sometimes we have to be extreme. It sucks. People don't want to hear that. They want to be so mellow and balanced. But there has to be extremes because no one else is doing anything. Mm-hmm. So, and no one else is going to pay attention if you're not extreme, you know, with certain things.
And at the end of the day, you can't fight racism with racism. You know what I'm saying? You can't fight hate with hate.
Yeah.
But, you know, when we try to educate our black and brown folk about what's going on, you know, some of these white people do be like, oh, this and that. And then I got white people that I love to death that were friends that
are
almost like family that I grew up with, and they understand my fight. So they don't, you know, they don't say, oh, you're racist now, or nah, they understand. They mm-hmm. understand what we speak, the facts, the history. Like, it ain't, again, you can't fight racism with racism. We're doing it. I see this as love, but yeah. You know, obviously, if you've been desensitized to what's mm-hmm. really going on, you're gonna see it the other way.
If you ask me if I love America, I say yes. Why can't you say yes? Say you love America right now. Say it.
You know what I'm saying? We're spreading love. You know what I'm saying? We're spreading that fight.
Or super sensitive. So let me tell you this. Yeah. That I actually saw this today. Yeah, or last night. Or yeah, one of these days I saw it that. I guess there's a whole clique of white women that feel some type of way about the word white women.
Yeah, I haven't seen that.
No. Yeah, there's a whole thing that they feel like it's derogatory towards them. So I found that kind of funny, you know, because you could be called a lot of worse things, yeah. You know. So just be glad you got that, you know, to begin with.
That kind of reminds me of like the whole PETA thing. Like, I mean, I understand they fight for animals and all that, you know, and stuff. But yeah. You kind of forget the humans that are getting killed and massacred under the same
absolutely
shit that you're fighting. And not that I'm not saying humans are more important than animals. We're all living things, but I mean, just don't forget the humans, you know.
Well, I've always said,
and
that.
It's not to attack PETA either. It's just it's other. Organizations.
I've always said that, like, if we take care of our people and the mental health and all of that, more people would take care of animals.
Yeah.
So, like, if you take care of the, it's a cycle. If mm-hmm. we took care of all the people and people were good and mental health and all this stuff, they would then take care of the animals, you know.
Absolutely.
So then it would trickle down instead of the other way around. Like, you only taking care of animals and there's people starving and dying and all this other stuff that's going on, you know, and
yeah.
And nobody really gives two shits about.
That shit is mind-boggling to me, but I mean, you know, I guess people just they run with what is easier to tackle, I guess. You know, mm-hmm. animals don't talk back. Animals, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know. We could get into that all day, but again, not to attack PETA. That was just an example, but. Yeah, just, you know, everybody out there, don't forget when you're fighting for whatever you're fighting for, to fight for the people that are still enslaved, the people that are getting murdered and killed, and
the oppressed,
you know, the poor people of the world, man, that are still pushing to that corner because of the oppressor and everything that's going on. I actually got into a conversation last night online, going back and forth with a friend of mine, and he was like, you can't blame everything on white people, blah blah blah, this and that. And I'm like, yo, I'm not trying to blame stuff on white people. I'm just speaking the facts about what happened. Just like I just said, like, when we talk about black and brown oppression mm-hmm. to our black and brown people to kind of open their eyes, we're not like shitting on the white man, but we're talking about everything that they've done, and unfortunately it hasn't been pretty things.
Yeah.
So we have to talk about that.
Like, and we're talking about the main oppressors.
You know what I'm saying? Like I said,
too.
Yeah, exactly. You know, yeah. People, I'm not talking about the regular old white folks that live down the street that are working 9 to 5 just as hard as we are, or some of them are too dumb.
No, you're talking about the elitists,
yeah,
the ones that
yeah,
run in the
some,
world.
Some of them are too dumb and are too dumb to not know what's going on in the world, just like some of our people
yeah.
are too dumb to, you know, it's. And that's what the oppressors are scared of, man. They're scared for black and brown people and the white people that struggle just like us to get together.
To unite.
Because that's where it's going to trickle.
Mm-hmm.
Trickle and become something. So, yeah, man, like, at the end of the day, when we talk about black and brown, the black and brown struggle, it's because we're trying to reach our people and wake them the fuck up. It ain't to bash nobody else. But like I said, you know, when we talk about the white man in this situation, it hasn't been a lot of pretty things. Again, we could get, you know, that's all day we could get into that. Real quick, see, for things like this, we actually now can get phone calls.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, we could actually get phone calls
shit.
Now. I did a little research. Actually, Dave helped me out, so shout out to Dave. I already have the equipment. I didn't know I needed more. I thought I needed more stuff, more equipment
mm-hmm.
or something, but.
You already had it.
This mixer and the cable I have that connects to the iPad.
Yeah.
That goes into the computer and then you do it through Google Voice or whatever.
Oh.
So we could actually, you know, later on.
Like people could just
call
in.
We could have callers.
In.
People
oh,
call
cool.
in and debate, if they want to talk shit, or if they want to big us up, or if they want to show love, or whatever, you know, we're going to open that up pretty soon, so stay tuned, folks. But B, I think this is it, man. It was a great show.
We go for today.
We say that all the time, but I enjoy all our shows, you know. I think it's great content.
Definitely.
And again, it's a therapy for me. I know it's a therapy for you.
Yeah, definitely.
I think our brothers and sisters listening, it's therapy for them. But yeah, don't forget to check out the Gorilla Podcast Network on Instagram, Gorilla Podcast Network, Facebook, just search GPN. Don't forget to hit us up on the Backyard Mecca Show, backyardmeccashow.com, Instagram, Backyard Mecca, Facebook, Backyard Mecca, Twitter, Backyard Mecca. And don't forget, we're on iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher, Podomatic, Google Play. Don't forget to check out our YouTube channel. You can watch us as well. But yeah, that's about it. Everybody, you know, thank you for the support. Thank you for listening. Thank you for understanding our fight. Again, you can't fight racism with racism. You can't fight hate with hate. The only answer is love. And remember,
that's right.
If you could accumulate that thought in your mind, that means it is out there. And if it is out there, all you have to do is go get that shit.
That's right. I love peace, you.
Peace, love.
Tune in next week for another episode of the Backyard Mecca Show podcast.
Interwebbing.